Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
Well, Griff is on sabbatical, and I'm Tim Chapman, also known as Mr. Customer Service on eBay, along with Lee. This open phone segment is sponsored by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Air your Lee eBay laundry at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
And with us, we have Ara Johal. Ara, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
Thank you.
Okay, I'm doing good this month. Ara has stayed with us kindly because we have a couple of people who want to ask her some questions. And she is the senior manager for classifications at eBay, and we've been talking about structured data and how important your item specifics are and all that kind of stuff. And right now, Debbie in Vacaville, California, our friend known as the Book Kiosk on eBay. Debbie, what's your question or comment?
Hi. I just wanted to say the listing, the item specifics are the favorite part of the whole listing process for me, and I'm so thankful that we can have the custom. We can do our own, create our own custom item specifics after we fill in the required. And for me, I view each of those item specifics as another key to opening the door to my listing. So when people think they're not important, I think you're missing all those keys, all those keys on a key ring to get somebody into your listing.
Oh, Ara, she said it so well.
I am music to my ears. Thank you so much. I feel the exact same way. And custom item specifics, you're right, are really important. What it allows you to do is when you get beyond describing a book and there's something specific and unique that we haven't managed to capture because we're classifying 16,000 categories just on the U.S. site, we might not know every nuance of every product-based category. It allows you as a seller to give visibility to those unique pieces that we missed. And we are looking at what you're entering in the custom fields and trying to learn from them the next time we revisit that category. So thank you so much.
So, Debbie, you're teaching them a thing or two.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, keep up the good work. It's very exciting. Thank you.
Debbie, as usual, thank you for making that comment. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Good to hear from you.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We have Misha in Des Moines, New Mexico, known as Classy Souls on eBay. What's your question or comment, Misha?
Hey, Lee and Tim and our guest.
Hi.
Yes.
Ara, I wanted to ask, you just mentioned something about on the left side. What were you referring to? That's not my question, but that is a question I had. What were you referring to?
Sure. So when you search for something on eBay, you can see the set of results that come up, the listings that sellers so wonderfully curate and take time to put up on our website. But you can also see, once you're in a category, a set of filters on the left side of the page. Now, at the top of the left side of the page, you see largely the categories. And then below those, you see some filters which are always present, like price. You can put max price and min price. You see item location. And then when you drill into a category, you see category-specific refinements, depending on what you're searching for. So, for example, you might see color and size in shoes, or pattern and style in blouses, or brand and model in cell phones. Those are the left navigation filters that I was referring to as being crawled, and the ones that you would show up with when you use item specifics to describe what you're selling.
Okay, I gather that now. Okay, my question is item description. So there's been talk about what needs to be in an item description. Can we talk about that?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. So I don't know how many of you were at the summit, but I was at the mobile lounge where a lot of sellers had similar questions about what do I put in my description and how do I make sure it's optimized for eBay. And a common question I get is, should we be putting item specifics in our description too? Or should I be also putting the pictures that I put in my picture carousel in the description? And in general, if you put it in your item specifics,
and you're just duplicating the data, you're really just giving your buyer a set of information to read over, right? A second set. So our recommendation with respect to item-specific information in the description is don't repeat it, but if there's more color or details you can add, definitely put that in the description because that's precious real estate that we don't want readers to be reading the same thing twice, but really be learning more and more about your listing so they can feel more and more confident about making that purchase.
So what you're saying is that basically putting it in two places is confusing or time wasting? Which one?
I would say a little bit of both.
Okay.
So I would say that it's great to have somebody reconfirm reading it, but sometimes they can't read it on the same page. So think of a person buying on mobile, which a lot of our customers are now. They have to read the item specifics and then open a separate piece for the description. We want their precious time on our listing to be giving them the most informative information possible rather than duplicative information. And you're right, in many times it can be confusing to see duplicate pieces on different pages of your listing.
Hey, Ara, I have a question let me ask this very quickly, Nisha. That now, is the description, does Google find the description?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know in general that the description is harder to understand. So think of yourself as a search engine trying to understand all the words in the description that are in a sentence rather in nice sets like brand Michael Kors. Because if you put something like kind of like Michael Kors or looks like Nike, that can be less useful to a search engine than something that's in a designated field for brand or color or size.
Okay.
Misha, did we help you out today?
Well, my question was pretty much what Tim was asking. This has just come up on the board on some Facebook groups today and before, and the question is, what I would do is I had just kind of recapped what was in the title, the brand, the style, you know, if it's a blue silk blouse, you know, I would say that, and then I'd bullet point specific items, specifics like measurements and material and that type of thing. But what I was told is that, I think Griff said it a while back, is that, no, you don't need to do that. You're just duplicating it. But then this morning when I was on one of the page groups, it came up that you need to write a sentence. I'm not good at sentences. I'm really good at bullet point stuff. But, you know, because Google crawls that, that's kind of what I got from the answer, is that one or two sentences describing it. So what's your thought then?
I think there's a lot of different guidance about how to build a description, but in general, I feel pretty strongly that duplicate information is probably a waste of that buyer's time to see it twice. Now, I completely can relate. I actually, as a buyer, prefer to read bullets rather than sentences. Now, whether Google likes sentences versus bullets, that's not a question I necessarily have the answer to. But what I can say is every part of your listing is precious real estate. So putting the information that you think is going to help give your buyer confidence, because not only do they know that it's a blue silk blouse, but they know the condition of it. They know that it was it's monogrammed. Like, put that information in where you can. The item specifics do not need to be duplicated in your description. So having bullets that are, or a sentence that's repetitive of what's in your item specifics, I would steer clear of and use that precious real estate for some added value that would increase confidence above and beyond what you've already filled out, either in your title or in your item specifics.
Ara, that was quite well said. I think, but Nisha, as a seller like you, you know, a couple, I do a condition sentence and a description sentence and then a whole bunch of bullets because, we need the people we know that they don't read. They don't like to read. I don't like to read. I just look at it. I want one sentence and some bullets and I want to buy this thing. Hopefully that's what we want our buyers to see. So Ara's saying the same thing. So I think that's in the same boat that I don't know about the Google's crawling the description. That was my question too, but. Still, we need the buyers to look at that.
See, my because if they, if it is, then if the brand was in there, it's going to route people that are looking for that brand from that description, and that to me would be important. But if it's not doing that, and you're just making a nice sentence, see, I wish I were clearer about this.
Well, perhaps we can put Aaron on a mission. Aaron on a mission.
Yes.
Can you find out for us?
A trip to Google.
Well, I think you have a better relationship than we do.
The question about bullet points has come up 100 times.
Oh yes, we know that's
on
good.
This show. And you know, people that use bullet points are selling beautifully. That's all I know. And I love bullet points.
Yeah.
It's easier to
read.
We
all do.
So
yeah. One of the other points I think that Griff has mentioned, Lee, excuse me, it was that by stating it again, you've got it in the title, you've got it in item specifics, and you've got it in the description. And to me, that was more like a CYA than actual benefit for a search.
I think it's a balance.
Are you following
me? Yeah, there's a balance there because, you know, the description is for the customer. We need it to be for the customer. If Google finds it, great, but it needs to be set up for the customer. And it needs to look good on mobile, too, so it needs to be very short and easy. And big old long paragraphs and stuff. People are not going to read that on your phone. It's too long.
So basically we've learned fill out those item specifics no matter what, even if you have to put does not apply, fill out the item specifics and in the description, try not to duplicate. Era, is that correct?
I think that's great. That's perfect.
Era, thank you so much for being with us today. Misha, we appreciate your phone call as well. Thank you so much. This open phone segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
When
we'll be right back.
Shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 381.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. Many shared a tip or two at the microphone for a better eBay experience.
I take the eBay packing tape and I cut it off where it just says the word eBay, and I use them as stickers on my packages inside, on my packages outside, on the label. I put it on the bottom, on the front, so it just has that pop when they get in the mail.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and my tip is on eBay you buy rolls of stickers that say scan me now, please, thank you. And I put them on all my packages so the post office remembers to scan every package for me.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
Well, Griff is on sabbatical. I'm Tim Chapman along with Lee Mirabal. And this open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Don't wait another eBay moment to dial 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Well, Tim.
Yes.
How is it so far for you today?
Fantastic. It's fun. And well, learning stuff. I can sell, we want to sell more stuff. These are all good. This is all good stuff.
Yeah. It's so nice to have eBay people on too, to talk about it. So to talk about all these things, you know, you're hearing it right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
You're hearing it from the people who are in the trenches actually developing these programs. And that's what I like about it. By the way, I'm on the chat board and, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com and click listen live, then click group chat on the eBay Radio player. And that'll take you through community directly to the eBay Radio group page. And then you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the second discussion post. It has the words today, chat board, and today's date right in the title. So, Tim, what did you sell last week? Now, we heard that you went to estate sales and things, but what did you sell?
I sold a whole bunch of stuff.
Tell us.
Well, I got a whole bunch. I sell knives like every week. I'm big on knives and cookware and dishes and... Oh, I sold loads of stuff. I have to go to my, after a while, Lee, they all start running together.
When are you going to hire somebody to help?
You know, I'm funny you ask that because after last week's show, I was like convicted. I go, I need
to
do this.
I berated you.
I know. Well, it's a
time.
Good thing. These
because
are good
you
things.
Are the perfect person to take your business to the next level.
Well, I'm right there. I know.
You are selling how many items a week?
I'm selling about 80 items a week.
And you're sourcing how many a week?
Oh, I'm sourcing much more than that.
Okay.
I source a bunch.
So, and you're doing it all yourself?
All myself.
Everything. The sourcing, the listing,
everything.
The packing, the shipping.
Yeah, the only thing, my wife does all the paperwork, but that's only at the end of the year, all taxes. But I do everything else.
Okay. You do the listing too?
Yes.
Okay.
I do everything.
All right. It's time to move to the next level.
I know. So here's what happened. At church on Wednesday, this was Sunday night, and I talked to this guy, and he doesn't like his job very much. Very good friend of mine. Absolute, very, very smart, totally trustworthy. And I talked to him about this. I go, I'm not offering you a job, but I'm just going to run this by you and ask you what you think. And he's listening. He goes, yeah, this sounds good to me. So that's my first step. I'm going to take baby steps. I need to be careful, but I'm going in the right direction and I'm going to do it.
So I find this interesting. What is the first thing you will teach this person?
Well, what I'm going to do is they have these, they call it a virtual assistant.
Right.
So I'm going to set up, I talked to the guys at the show about doing this. I've been wanting to do this for a while. So I have so many items to list. I don't have enough time. I'm maxed out on time and I'm already starting to work smarter instead of harder. And I've maxed that out too. So now I need more man hours and so I need to hire somebody. So virtual assistant is the next small baby step.
Oh, instead of your friend.
No, he's going to do it.
Oh, he's going to be your virtual assistant.
So then I get him trained in that and then I can bring him on and I'm hoping to get a place, a warehouse and start working.
I can't wait. Now we go to Dallas, Texas for the latest eBetsy brief. Take it away, Betsy.
Stop the presses. Your last excuse for crappy photos just fell by the wayside. If you're a sharp-eyed user of the no longer quite so new Sell Your Item form, you may have noticed some fairly fine print just above the photos section that proudly announces, quote-unquote, eBay's picture uploader, new functionalities. Are you excited yet?
Very.
This important verbiage goes on to say new. Try out the sharpened and enhanced photo editing capabilities. Those key functionalities nicely round out the eBay Picture Uploader's impressive suite of editing tools. Yep, that's right. You can edit your photos right in the process of uploading them to eBay. Rotate or crop them, brighten them or dial down the exposure, increase or decrease contrast, and now you can also sharpen and or enhance the original image captured by your camera, which is so cool. If your photos be more than the above the form of manipulation, you should seriously consider starting over, perhaps with some formal instruction before you proceed any further. So, no more pieces of clothing turned sideways, no more tiny little items surrounded by a vast sea of background, no more multiple murky views of who can tell what it is, no more fuzzy outlines, and ixnay on drab colors and dull surfaces. Rotate, crop, brighten or darken, turn the contrast up or down, hone blurred edges, and or give your photos a healthy glow, all while simultaneously uploading them to eBay. With the help of eBay's newly improved picture uploader, your item will appear more photogenic than ever. Now, back to Lee and Tim.
Hey, don't go away. Don't go away. So tell everyone where, tell everyone where you are.
As a matter of fact, I am sitting in my husband's room in the Baylor Hospital Intensive Care Unit, and we're having a listening party. I am here with Dee Sinclair and Alan Motz, and we are just listening up a storm.
They're eBayers.
They were in town from Wisconsin and Ohio, and they are regulars at the eBay Radio Party and Conference, which is where we became friends. And we were talking last week at the gala when we all were standing in line waiting to get our caricatures drawn, and they said, well, we're going to be in Dallas in a couple of weeks. So we'll come on by. We'll get together. And they have been sweet enough to come over to the hospital. We've had some lovely visits.
So Betsy is night and day. You have not left the hospital, have you, Betsy?
Well, I do walk out one set of doors and back in another set when I go down to get food.
But that's it. But that's it.
Oh, Betsy.
Got it. Yes. Yeah, she's with her her darling husband, who we all love, John, there in the hospital. And what a trooper. Does her Betsy's briefs and everything. I'm impressed. So, Betsy, give him our love, okay, honey? Thank you.
This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, using Facebook to increase sales right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.